Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Well, thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you along with us here as we begin a new course of study here on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed. Glad to be here with you today as we get to study God's Word afforded in a time before us today. You can listen to this program anytime again. This is number 119, by the way, anytime online at readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. Be glad to share that one with you at any time. You can find them all online for free. Never ask for a dime. I want to jump right into today's lesson. We're going to be in the book of Revelation, but I found an interesting bulletin article from the East Main Messenger in Murfreesboro. I wanted to give credit where credit is due, but I want to share it with you. It's called The Top 10 Things You Did Last Week That You Will Not Do in Heaven. Kind of feel like David Letterman on Late Night, right? He would do his top 10 list. This is actually a good one. I can't always vouch for his stuff. I just remember him doing that. Let's do the top 10 things you did last week that you will not do in heaven. Number 10, you drove by a cemetery. Why will you not do it in heaven? There's no death in heaven. Look at Revelation 21 and verse 4. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. There'll be no more pain, for all the former things are passed away. If you're like me, you drive by a cemetery on a regular basis. But in heaven, you won't have to do that. There is no place for the dead because there's no death. Number 9, thing you did last week you will not do in heaven. Number 9, you turned on a light switch. You know, in heaven, you won't have to do that. Why? Because God is the light. And we see that in Revelation 21 and verse 23. Look at Revelation 21 and 23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. See, in heaven, I won't have to flip on a light switch, because God is there. And God is the source of all things light. Number 8, top thing you did last week that you will not do in heaven. You faced temptation this past week. Yet Satan is banned from influencing heaven. We find that in Revelation 20 and verse number 10. Revelation 20 and verse number 10. Notice this here. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the death and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Oh, how wonderful that will be, right? I know facing a temptation will need to be in heaven, because he will not be there, he being the great tempter. Number 7, top 10 thing you did last week that you will not do in heaven. You visited or called a sick person. You probably talked to someone who's sick within the past week. Yet you won't do that in heaven because there's no sickness there. Once again, Revelation 21 and verse 4. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, be any more pain. For all the former things are passed away. See, there's going to be no sickness there. Won't have to get out your box to get well cards, and I love to send cards, love to receive cards, but at the same time won't have to do that in heaven. There's no need for that, no get well soon cards, because there's no sickness in heaven. Oh, how wonderful of a thought. Number 6 on our list, and we will have to pause our study for a quick break. Number 6, top 10 thing you did last week but you won't do in heaven, is you locked your door. In heaven, you won't have to, because there's no crime, there's no evil thing. Notice here Revelation 21 and verse number 7. Revelation 21, 7. There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. There's no crime in heaven. There's no evil in heaven, nothing that works in abomination. The word abomination is where we get the idea of a vile stench in the nostrils of God. Yet that won't be there in heaven. We won't have to worry about that in heaven because God is there and there's no evil. We need to pause our list. You're really going to like the top five, at least I think so. We're going to come back with the top five things you did last week that you will not do in heaven. But first, we need to take a quick break. Brother Jim Dearman is going to invite you to services at the Arlington Church of Christ, where I'm blessed to labor there. We'd love for you to visit with us and study more about God. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to be back with you here on Reading the Word. Let's continue our study, shall we? Now, this is program 119. It's titled, 10 Things You Did Last Week That You Won't Do in Heaven. And we've already done number 10 through 6. We will come back right now with 5 through 1. But if you want to study, maybe you missed some of these, want to study them again, you can anytime online at readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G. readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program, and from there you can find all of them in this series, and they're all online 24/7 just for you. You can listen to them there online. You can download them as well. You can share them with anybody that you love, and we'd greatly appreciate that, because who doesn't want to talk about heaven, right? So the top 10 things you did last week that you will not do in heaven, we pick back up with number 5 this last week. You aged a little, you grew older, and maybe even found a gray hair. You won't do that in heaven, because all former things like aging will cease. Once again, Revelation 21 and 4, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Oh, how wonderful will it be to not age. Finding the gray hair doesn't always bother me. I just wish they'd cooperate and do what the rest of them do. But as long as I've got hair, I guess that's all that matters, right? And if you don't have hair, it doesn't matter anyways. But yet, each day we're alive on this earth, we do grow just a little bit older. That's just how life works. Yet in heaven, former things like aging, it doesn't matter anymore. Let's keep going on our list, shall we? The top 10 things that you did this last week that you will not do in heaven. Number 4 on our list is you shed a tear. You shed a tear. Yet you won't have to worry about shedding a tear, because there are no tears in heaven. In fact, that's a song that we frequently sing in our songbooks, right? No tears in heaven, no sorrows given. All will be joy in that land. All will be gladness. There will be no sadness when we shall join that happy band. Notice once again, Revelation 21 verse 4. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. There'll be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. Don't have to shed a tear. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. You know, this last week, you may have shed a tear. You may have found out some news that saddened you. You may have cried over the loss of a loved one or the loss of something else. You watched a TV show or a movie or read a book that made you sad. Don't have to worry about that in heaven. You're not going to shed a tear in heaven. Number 3, we're looking at the top 10 things you did last week that you will not do in heaven. Number 3, you took pain medicine in the past week. You had a headache, so you took some Tylenol. You had a backache, so you took some Aleve. You took some Motrin, some ibuprofen, some aspirin, whatever your Tylenol, whatever your brand is. It doesn't matter. In this past week, you took pain medicine, yet there will be no pain in heaven. Once again, Revelation 21:4, and God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. Be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for all the former things are passed away. Oh, can you just imagine a day where you don't have any pain? Do you remember the last time you had a day without any pain? Get up in the morning, you're stiff. Maybe you have a joint that bothers you. As soon as your feet hit the floor, it starts bothering you, your back, your head, your tooth, whatever the case may be. I'm glad that we know there are things we can take to kind of help numb the pain. to help maybe fix our problem just a little bit, but I don't know. I don't know. It's just we hurt every day. Yet in heaven, there'll be no more pain. And oh, I can't wait, dear friends. We're looking at the top 10 things you did last week you won't do in heaven. Number 2 on the list, you work to earn a living, or you work to serve your neighbor. Yet in heaven, you won't do that. Why? Revelation 14 and 13, you will rest from your labors. You will rest from your labors. Revelation 14, 13. John says, I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Oh, wouldn't that be nice to not have to get up and go to work? Not have to get up and do something to maybe help your neighbor. Love my neighbors. Love doing things to help. But one of these days, dear friends, I'm looking forward to that time of eternal rest where my labors will come back to me. You work to earn a living or to serve your neighbor this week. You won't do that in heaven. And finally, number 1 thing you did last week that you will not do in heaven. You said a prayer this past week. You said a prayer this past week, but you won't do that in heaven. Why? Because you're going to speak with God, and you're going to speak with Christ, and it's going to be face to face. Isn't that a song we sing, Face to Face, Christ our Savior? Once again, we've been here 4 or 5 times, one final time, Revelation 21:4. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. You know, when God's close enough that he can just, with his thumb, just kind of put his fingers. I know God doesn't have a hand, but if you just follow this idea, put his hand on the side of your cheek and with his thumb just wipes that tear from your eye. That means he's close enough. You can just talk to him face to face. You don't have to pray to him. He's right there. These are the top 10 things you did this past week that you won't do in heaven. Go through them rapidly. You drove by a cemetery, number 10. Number 9, you turned on a light switch. Number 8, you faced temptation. Number 7, you visited or called a sick person. Number 6, you locked your door. Number 5, you aged a little, grew older, found a gray hair. Number 4, you shed a tear. Number 3, you took pain medicine. Number 2, you worked hard to earn a living or serve your neighbor. And number 1, you said a prayer. And you won't have to do any of that when you get to heaven. Oh, what a glorious day that will be. When we all get to heaven, we'll sing and shout the victory. Now, of course, the Bible teaches not everyone that says unto Jesus, Matthew 7:21, Lord, Lord, shall enter into heaven, but the one that does the will of the Father. So you've got to hear, believe, repent, confess, be baptized, be buried into Christ, come out a new creature alive in Christ, and remain faithful to the very end, knowing that's when you receive your reward and not a moment before. But, dear friends, when I read the Revelation letter, when I go through this top 10 things you did last week that you won't do in heaven, how can I not be excited for heaven? How can that make me, nothing else could make me want to go there more. So I go back through and I read these things and I study them and I remind myself I've got to press on each and every day. Dear friends, appreciate you being with us here on our study today. If this lesson has blessed you, I'm appreciative for our time today. If you want to share this lesson with someone you know, or listen to it again, you can anytime online at readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. They're arranged by air date and by program number. This is number 119, 10 things you did last week you won't do in heaven. Now next week, if the good Lord permits us to be here, I hope we can study again. We'll do so at the same time. Hope you'll join us as well. This has been Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and appreciate you being with us. Come see us sometime at Arlington. You'd be our welcome and our honored guest. And do your best to have a daily conversation with the Lord and spend some time in His Word. May the good Lord bless you, and may He keep you. Please continue to pray. Thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville. This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.